Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is what a proud boy looks like, all right?
No, he's a good boy.
George, stand down, stand by. Proud boys.
Dear me.
It's the proud boys. Welcome to the show. And you are welcome to it, guys. You really are welcome to it.
Yeah, we keep leaving it outside. No one takes it.
Can I just say, right? This is genuine. Whatever you're feeling about President Trump having coronavirus, that's okay. There's a lot of people telling you today how you should feel and how you shouldn't feel, right? I'm going to go through my reactions in order, which is quite a brave thing to do, right? So President Trump has coronavirus.
He says.
I believe he does. But I can understand why you wouldn't. First reaction, I laughed. Okay. Second reaction, I thought, great. Part of that second reaction was, I hoped he died. None of this was being done intellectually.
Yeah.
This was all
instinct.
Instinct and knee-jerk responses, okay? So none of this is being done intellectually. Part of me thought, I hope he dies. Of it, and then I did intellectualize it a bit, thinking because it was he has done more, and there's statistics to prove it, he has done more to spread misinformation about COVID-19 than anyone in the world. There was research today of all the press about it in the English speaking language, and he has denied it, and he is certainly responsible for some. Of Dirty Barry says, see a doctor if you want people to die. Or you could listen to the rest of what I'm saying, Dirty Barry. It's entirely up to you. Also, I don't know why you'd see a doctor if you want people to die. I don't quite understand what that would be. So that's crazy. He is responsible for some of those 200,000 Americans that have died.
Mm-hmm.
But his inaction, people would have died in America anyway, so I'm saying some. His inaction is responsible for some of those people that died.
He's also given credence to some quite seriously damaging conspiracy theories. And
about COVID?
Yes.
All right.
And caused people to doubt the advice they're given medical professionals.
Let me just go through this, because I need to continue this chain of thought before people, like whoever that dude was that wants me to go to the doctor... You know, you've got to focus, right? So those were the knee-jerk reactions. And then I didn't really think anything about it. Then I wasn't that bothered. And then I had quite a busy day. When I saw my mum, it was her 70th birthday, and I saw my sister and all of that. I saw my sister for the first time since Christmas. And then this evening I've been thinking about it. And then thinking about it. And I don't want anyone to die of this. So I don't want him to die of it. But really, I don't give a shit. I think that's what I'm at. I don't want him to die. I don't really give a shit. I don't care either way. What I care about is the fact that I saw my sister for the first time today this year. I care about the fact that I saw my mum today on her 70th birthday and we had to sit 2 metres apart and wear masks and there were some really serious feels going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what happens to him. I don't care. I certainly don't want... I'm certainly now... I think it's funny with a small f in it. It's ironic. There is an irony to it. But no, I don't really want him to die. I want him to go to prison for his crimes. As the kind of thing. Thank you, Grace. It was lovely. So the final thing is, I don't want him to die. But whatever you're feeling, it's all right. A lot of people calling out a lot of people for this, the intolerant left and all, calling out this. If you wanted him to die, I could understand why. I certainly won't be, if he were to pass, I don't think he will. If he were to pass from this, I won't be shedding a tear. Because I think he's done so much harm to this world. So, that is that. Yeah, David says, my concern is he'll have mild symptoms and brush it off as not serious. I think that's possibly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're feeling, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What I'm hoping is, and it won't happen, is that it will take the wind out of the sails of the people who he has emboldened.
Yeah.
To you know, suggest that it doesn't exist and it's a hoax and blah blah blah. You know, I mean,
no.
But it won't, because it's shifting sands.
You know why? Because there are some people who already think he's locked himself in the White House to go and defeat the Hollywood paedophiles. That's a true thing that people are saying. Here's some adverts for non-subscribers. But I don't really care. What is important is I did see my mum.
Khaki plays. I'd rather he gets pretty sick from it, so he scares him. It scares him and he takes it seriously. Like Boris. Which part of that? Did you not see him using a plane really, really close to people with no mask on the other day?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't really care. Grace, there we go. Grace has got it. I wish him I wish him a speedy recovery and a speedy delivery into jail. Yeah, exactly. So I don't really care. It was what I care about is I saw my mum and it was lovely and it was, you know, she's blissfully unaware of all of what's going on, really.
Mm.
So that was kind of nice. I didn't take her a present because I wasn't sure if we were allowed to. And she's 70 and that's something. Saw my sister, as I say, first time since Christmas, and that was nice. We went and had a little coffee. Then I went to collect the boys, but I got there very, very early. So I had a little sleep in the car, which always makes me feel sad. Always makes me feel like a sad old man. Recommendation. You recommend it. You know what I'm talking about. There's my sister! Can we get a shout out for Glitter Kitty 70, who I saw for the first time? And I'm going to say the goddamn last time this year.
I want to see Glitter.
I don't want to see that goddamn piece of trash no more. She was getting on my goddamn nerves with that piece of trash mask that you made for her. It was lovely to see her. Can we get a big up for Glitter Kitty 70, my sis?
Recommendation. Oh.
Do it.
Well, Adam Buxton.
Yeah.
Adam Buxton.
Be careful, though, because Jo is angry with me. But she screwed up the Audible hack.
Oh. Joe.
Screws up the audio.
Adam Buxton's audiobook is brilliant. You know, all the stuff that's been going on recently. It's been lovely company, you know, in his usual kind of charming, slightly posh, mad, few rudes, some swears. But it's just lovely company. But also, you know, it gives you all the... you were talking earlier about all the feels. Oh my God. So, yeah, it's great. It was great. It was great. And I'd listened to from the Oast House, Alan Partridge from the Oast House before that. So, it was nice. It was a nice little transition. It's a lovely book. And I think hearing the author read it, especially when it's someone like Adam, just adds a little extra. He does little jingles for each chapter. He just
records little extra bits.
He's just great. I love him.
I emailed him and said, I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of stuff about dads. And I said, it's really given me some complicated dad feels. I'm really enjoying saying feels at the moment.
Yeah.
I said, it's given
me... But
he
has complicated dad feels.
Yeah, well, I said, your book is... A lot of it is about dads. And I said, you're giving me some really complicated dad feels. And he went, oh, as in being a dad or about your dad? So I said, listen, I'm the greatest dad. I've made maybe 3 mistakes in the 10.5 years I've been a dad. I said, I'm talking about the piece of trash that was my father. But it's great. It's lovely. Yeah. And
I'm going to miss him. It's one of those books where it finishes and you go, ah.
He might come on. Did we ask him on before and he said no?
I think he said I know he said he wanted to catch up with you.
Well, no, he's going to... We're going to chat on the phone next week.
So, no, I mean on his podcast that I listen to.
Oh, no, I don't think he wants to.
No, he did.
No, yes, I know he
but
said
now
that.
He hates you, yeah.
No, he
did say that as well.
No, I think he said that, but I don't think he wants to now. I think he's... aware that it's quite a white male oriented thing, and there should be a little trend. Anyway,
yeah, quite.
But he's gonna, I'm gonna talk to him next week, and you can pay me to find out what that was about. So, that is top recommendation. Mm. I'm recording some bits and pieces. The 7th, if you sign up to the Patreon, there's gonna be some new podcasts coming. I'm sort of recording like a little sort of what they would call an audio diary. Audio diary of my life.
Oh,
just started doing that. This show is going to be great once we get into the groove. This is going to be great. I just feel there's something else I need to tell you. Oh my, David, are you watching? Hang on a minute. Can someone make that James Bond with his eyes cut out so I can be the face. David from next door, are you watching? So David from next door texted saying, I've been watching TLNA.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, Christ.
Knock on the wall, David.
David, knock on the wall. Piece of trash.
He's probably having a poo or something.
So he knows I'm a junkie.
Right.
He knew I was a junkie anyway, because we were having heroin parties together. Oh,
good.
Not you, David Turners, you absolute pudding. Did you see the video that David sent me?
Yeah. I'll find it funny in about 3 months.
Told you. Lino's in. I'm so close to timing you out. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. That's the code that me and Catherine have. And she's never tapped the pipe once. What? It's horrible. Grace is thinking, what the hell is this filth?
Mm.
I have got myself involved. Let's take some calls. The phone line. Oh, there's our good friend Paul. Ah, Paul. Paul, who's got a show on...
You mean DJ Paul in the house?
DJ Paul in the house. Rhythmic Paul. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check him out now. Rhythmic Paul. On the Skype.
Catford, you can't ban Lena.
Aha!
Hello.
If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. That's that dance.
I forgot to put my ring back on. I did some painting today, and it snags my glove, so I took it off. But look at that. I look like a very suspicious woman.
When she says snags her glove, we all know what she means.
Rubber gloves.
This is Paul, who is the leader of all Pauls. And I'm going to be honest, you've been really not living up to the title. Very. What have you done for the Pauls of this world recently?
It's been a Paul free-for-all.
And why are you wearing bootleg T-shirts?
Hold on a second. I need to turn you up. You're a bit quiet here. There we are. What have I done for Pauls? I've been writing scripts and recording my voice for all the Pauls. That's what I've been doing.
A fair play, then. That is great. This is our friend Rhythmic Paul, and I would say he's a friend because we met him twice. Mm. No, he's
it's just a matter of time till we move in.
He has given me a lot of life advice. He's a nice guy. Thanks to show a lot.
Mm.
But then I saw you're doing a radio show on Scala.
I am, yes.
Tell me more.
How did this happen?
Well,
this is brilliant, by the way. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. I was invited to do what they call Sunday Night Scala, a special one-off show in July, back in July, while we were all in lockdown. They wanted the orchestral musician's perspective. So
I did the lady's perspective.
So I got to choose all of my own music, and then they sent me a draft script, which I fleshed out, and I recorded the stuff in my bedroom, and then they broadcast it. And then late August or early September, I got an email from one of the guys saying, we'd like you to present our shows for Black History Month. Would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, great. Fantastic.
Here we go. What do they call it? Positive discrimination. There's plenty of white radio presenters, award-winning presenters out of work that could quite easily read a script and present a show about Black History Month. But no, we get this guy who's done one show. One show. Carry on, Paul, please.
So they went away and got approval, which took too long, if I'm honest. So I got the drugs.
Well, hang on a minute. So they ask you, they check.
Yeah.
We had a very similar thing the week after I left Talk Radio.
A friend of mine who's a comedian got a phone call because I'd spoken to someone at work about him and not told him that I'd suggested that they give him a call. This was at Three Counties. And the first call he got was a call from an idiot manager ringing up to say, I'm sorry, mate, you're just not right for this one. He went, I have no idea that was even being considered. What are you thinking? So they ask you and then they consider you. How nice.
Then they came back. Well, I got the script for the show that's going out on Sunday at 8 p.m. I got that on Tuesday morning when I was on the train on the way back up from London. So that's been interesting. I've been off sick from work. I've got COVID test coming tomorrow. It's been a weird week. Not feeling fantastic, but I need to meet the deadline. I've got till, I think, 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, to have all my links recorded and uploaded. And then I can relax a bit. So I'm doing those four Sunday night Scala shows. And then there's a daily musical feature of which I've recorded the first five. So I've got another 15 of those to do. It's just a 1 minute link into the music. And that's it, basically, for me.
Brilliant. That's so good.
So Scala is, I might be in my car on Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's DAB, right?
DAB only, yes.
And that is people saying, yeah, that's the one that's got Simon Mayo on it and Mark Kermode and a few other people. Well, obviously more than a few other people. And so it's every Sunday for the next 4 weeks, did you say?
Yes, for the next 4 weeks, yes.
Brilliant. Yeah. All right. Hey, that's wicked, man.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Better once the
first one's done and sent off and out.
Yes, then I can... and I can kind of relax a bit, I think. I've been really quite stressed about it. I mean, the last time I called you last week, I was, you know, because I didn't have a draft script. Mm-hmm. I spent quite a lot of time in my hotel room, you know, writing out and recording all of that stuff between the aircon making noise and squeaking and ruining a take. And it was horrible. And then I had to do that and then go out and rehearse for a concert. Concert performance that's happened, that's in the can now, that's going out actually on YouTube on the 12th of October, if you're interested.
Yes.
It's been crazy week, but you know, if if I wasn't off sick this week, I would I think all my hair would have been gray by now, because you know, it would have been really busy, really full on. I've had to cancel my teaching and, you know, not go into work to rehearse. So that's kind of given me a bit more time to deal with these scripts. So it's been, I suppose my illness has been a little bit of a blessing in a strange way.
In that it's forced you to take the...
Yeah, so I mean, what I would like to say, your sweetness is my weakness. Is another way of looking at it, isn't it, really?
I mean, Michelle Gale wasn't wrong.
It's another way of looking at it.
Never wrong.
Paul, best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll be having a little listen to Scala for everyone. People are asking, and it's Scala Radio Sunday at 8 o'clock on the DAB, but also radio. You can listen anywhere. You can listen to radio anywhere now. Just on your phone. There'll be an app.
On demand for the following 7 days as well.
Dirty Beautiful. Boy. There's no excuse. There's no escape.
Dirty boy. Paul, it's our last day of being sponsored by those wonderful guys, James and Mark, at Sommers Waste Solutions. And we thought it would be nice if everybody that called in gave us their memories of the last, I think about the last 9 or 10 weeks of Sommers. And any personal thoughts or things you'd like to share about Sommers Waste Solutions, please, Paul.
They've dealt with all of my rubbish thoughts and... help me to become a cleaner, purer, and more focused individual. So I can only recommend them to you.
And their name is?
Sommers Waste Solutions.
Thank you, Paul. You got it right. The panic in his face, as we've all done. Is there a child in the kitchen?
I think there was.
Who's there? What are you doing? He's having a wee.
He's having a wee, everyone.
He's having a wee, everybody.
Literally live streaming.
Let's do our sponsors, shall we? Hang on, but we'll get him to say something about them as well. It is our last night with Sommers Waste Solutions, one of the first people that came and sponsored us. So if you want to call in with your Sommers Waste Solutions or email stories or email us tribute videos, we'll play those out. Could you do me a favour without coming in? It's the last night. If you come and stand here. Oh, you look creepy. Look at you, my darling boy. I love you. So nice to see you. It's our last night with one of our sponsors, Sommers Waste Solutions. If we do the close-up of Kath, you can come and stand and talk into this microphone. Don't worry, they can't see you. I promise. Look, picture it. It's close-up. What do you think about Sommers Waste Solutions?
It is good.
Yeah. What's so good about it?
Everything is good.
Okay.
He's not wrong.
If you could change one thing about Sommers Waste Solutions, what would you change about them? You can say anything you want and you won't get told off by me.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, you can say anything. They're really stinky. And they're purple sandals. Say that.
That they're poo-poo zappers.
Thank you very much indeed. Sommers Waste Solutions, they've been with us since the start. Thank you, James. Thank you, Mark. Sommers Waste Solutions, party time. Party time.
Tim's with sadness. We've got
Viz next week. Screw these losers. We got Viz. They were begging us to stay, and we said, no, we got Viz. We kicked them out. And we will talk about Viz a bit later on.
We will.
Sommers Waste Solution time. Party fine, making love all day long. Then you've got to play their song with the Sommers boys, and Sir Bob the Dirty Horny Cat. My kid was just here. Jesus. Let's get to Poseidon Safety Management. We've got some new pictures as use that maybe we'll access either tonight. Maybe we'll access those on Monday. Talk to me about Devon and Cornwall. Oh, you're in trouble.
I'm not in trouble.
You're in trouble.
How can I be in trouble?
Because you phoned up them. You phoned them up last night and said penis.
No, it was someone doing an impression of me.
They heard the phone call that you made last night where you phoned them up and said penis, and you're in big trouble.
This is a stitch up.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is.
Go on.
Well, I would never do such a thing to Poseidon Safety Management. They're too busy keeping the mean streets of Devon and Cornwall clean. Devon and Cornwall clean.
You said Desen.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't. Devon and Cornwall.
Clip it. She said Desen.
Devon and Cornwall clean. Because, you know, like anywhere else, Devon and Cornwall has its fair share of ne'er-do-wells and miscreants. And
Oh, it's a shithole.
But the fortunate thing is it also has its fair share...
So not.
Of guard doggage, courtesy of Zeus and his teammates over at Poseidon. So if you've got something in Devon and Cornwall that you don't want nicking, give him a call.
Big up the... Wish it was his last day. I can't get rid of him.
Oh, he's very persistent and we love him for it.
If you're getting divorced, you're splitting up with your wife... Call Gregory and Emerson and they will save your bloody life. They make divorce fun. No harm done with one up the bum.
What?
They'll make divorce fun. A GE loan.
They do accept payment in money.
34sp.com. I like these guys a lot. If you enter the competition, let us know. I haven't had an email yet. I haven't had an email yet, Stuart, about my prize that I must have. God, my hair is so good. I haven't had the email yet about the prize that I must have won because I entered your competition twice. Web hosting. Ethical web hosting. What does that mean? Well, you probably won't notice anything, except they're really, really good on the phone. Customer service is excellent. Did you go and look at their Google reviews yesterday? We'll do that later. In the last hour, we'll go and look at their Google reviews because it's like 4.9 and there are, I think, a couple of hundred reviews. It's something insane. If you use the code TLNA, TLNA, then you get 3 months free web hosting. If you've got a site that has been built on their or is on their web hosting services, then please do get in touch and we will give your website a plug as well.
Pop that
and
down.
Yes, final thing. Next week we're being sponsored by Viz.
Mm.
You can get 3 issues of Viz for a quid, right? If you go to viz.co.uk/TLNA. Is that right?
Sounds right. Does it feel right?
Is that right? That can't be right. No, that's not right.
It's connecting. No. Hang on, let me have a look.
Is that right? That's not right.
Hang on. Subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA.
Subscribe. Hang on a minute. Subscribe. Thank you. Here we go. subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. Look at this. Look at that one. Look, how cool is that? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah.
The Late Night Alternative Special. 3 issues of Viz for just £1. Listeners of The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle can enjoy 3 months of Viz, Britain's third, possibly fourth, funniest magazine for just a quid. If you're not satisfied, you can cancel within three issues. So they've not really started advertising with us till next week, but one of the first things I did during lockdown was I went and subscribed to Viz. I thought, I need something. And it was the best thing I've done, man. It's still funny. Some of it's crap. It's still funny. So go and do it, please. And because if that goes well, we're in with these guys. For life.
In a big way.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ah, man. I'm tired. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. Very, very tired. We miss Jimbo Hobbs. Who was Jimbo Hobbs? Let's give Jimbo a call.
Oh, there's a kerfuffle.
Oh, there we go. This is good. This is what.
Oh, no,
want.
It's not good. I mean, it's excellent.
Stop! I just want to work out how to do it. Stop! I just want to work out
how to do it. It's our record.
Stop!
Oh, it's gone fast.
Guy's a stalker. Guy's a stalker. We made a record, and if you're on the Patreon, I'm going to send out a discount code. I'm a little bit behind with the podcasts and with the Patreon and all of that because of the relapse and stuff. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Trust me. It's what we're going to do. We're going to try something. Just one more thing. One more thing. We're going to go here. We're going to add image. 603 people watching me.
Having literally seconds of fun.
Thank you, Neil.
That's it. Oh, my God. That's going to be haunting my dreams.
Hello, it's James Bond here. Hello, my name is Timothy Dalton. No, not Timothy Dalton. No, I'm Pierce Brosnan from Ireland. And I've played Remington Steele, and now I'm playing James Bond. I'm GoldenEye N64. Come play with me, Blofeld. Come blow me, Felt. I am James Bond. Play Yaya Ding Dong. And play Yaya Ding Dong. Josh Odyssey says, get the accent and actor right, please. You subscribe and then I might consider doing that. Is it? Is it? Yes.
How does that still look like you?
Because I look like James Bond. I'm James Bond.
Is Bond Jamaican? No, don't. Please don't bring racism into it, mate. Please don't bring racism into it.
I've seen Eurovision. That accent wasn't that dissimilar. In some of the scenes. I mean, it was all over the shop.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so tired. What are you doing this weekend, Bailey?
This weekend? Well, my children have got independent activities planned. One of them is going shopping with my parents because they still think it's 1992 and you go to Milton Keynes and walk up and down all day on a Saturday, despite the fact I've said, please don't do that. Anyway, so yeah, they're going out. And my other daughter is going out on a bike ride with her mates for the first time. She's 12. And on Sunday, the three of them are getting together just to hang out. Normally, there's always somewhere they go, you see. They're just going to hang out.
They'll be smoking crack.
Well, you know.
It's the least of your worries in 2020.
Yeah.
I'll be smoking pure COVID. We're going to the cinema tomorrow. I'm so tired. What I need to do is I need to tidy up a little bit. I've got to tidy up a room, and then I need to just start getting ready for next week, because next week I've got to just organise. If I write down in the diary what I need to do, because I've got to type up my college stuff, got to get a podcast out for the Patreon people. I've sent you the audio for this week, actually.
Got it.
Thank you to Matty. Thank you.
Got it. I'll sort that out over the
weekend. I've got to write retro gaming thing. Thank you, Joe. Oh, I tell you what was nice. So I'm in this Dreamcast. I'm going to leave all of the Facebook pages on. I'm going to leave them all. I've left nearly all of the Monkees ones. Being hounded out of my own record label. Well, let me just get the money first, and then I can say that. And I'm a bit sad about that. There's a lot. Everyone's talking about this new album, the new Nez.
You don't want to hear it.
That was my idea. It's my idea, and now I'm not involved with it at all. That's show business, guys. So I'm just leaving all of those, and I was going to leave all of the other like computer games and stuff. But I'm in a Dreamcast thing, and I was reading this comments. One of the comments was from Faith. I went, "Oh my God, you're in this group! It's lovely. Nice to see her." It was another person that we raided, Retro Faith. That was the third word. A hippopotamus?
Nope.
Salami shopping trolley. There was something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Retro Faith Knuckles.
Yes.
It was, wasn't it? Because of Sonic. That was it. I believe we have an unban request.
Oh, exciting.
Could you look it up for us, please? Katarina Boyce.
Oh, I bet I recognise this name, which is never a good sign.
Is it Matty Stevo?
No.
Oh, Roach Fags.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be unbanned because Twitch without chat is rather dull. That sounds like it's from your perspective.
Yeah.
I got permanently banned a month or so ago for appealing my 7-day timeout by email before this wonderful feature was added.
Roach Frags, not a chance, mate. You've had 3 bans. This is your 3rd ban, I believe.
And if that email was phrased in a way that would lead us to ban you again permanently, it's probably best not, eh?
Not happening, buddy. Not happening. Oh, I had an email from someone yesterday calling us out for using bots to get our audience figures up, because yesterday we had about 3,500 people watching us, and someone called me out. I said, "What?" And I replied, going, "What the hell are you on about, you prune?" It was the weirdest thing. Was it? It was. There we go. I called him a tool, Robert Earl. Please read. It's quite obvious to anybody. Then he sent me a link about Twitch viewer bots, which I don't click on links.
No. Well, if it's that obvious, then maybe it should be obvious that we were on the front page yesterday.
If it's that obvious, then it's obvious that you're a dick, because we don't... Why would we use bots? I mean, Rich Twitch 408 is a bot, obviously. But why would we do that?
Well, especially because we're getting paid by Twitch.
What?
There's nothing in it for us to have bots.
No.
It's quite obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
But... enjoy that time that you spent thinking that one up. Aren't people funny?
No.
They have to be the ones to spot, you know, that, oh, I am the genius that spots it.
No, people aren't funny. People aren't funny. People aren't funny. I'm funny.
Some people are funny.
I'm so tired. This week has been a tough week. You know, relapse, mental health stuff for me. For you. And for a lot of you, this is the conclusion I'm coming to, that actually, I never don't want to say everybody, a lot of people are struggling now at this stage of the, I'm just going through, one of the cats doing a dump.
They're not struggling.
No, a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are struggling at this stage of the global pandemic. And,
well, I think to a lot of people it feels like free fall, doesn't it?
Well, so many people were watching yesterday just because we were on the front page. Click follow! Click follow! Click follow! Click follow! Just click follow, for crying out loud. Click follow. So this weekend, I've got the boys here, which is a joy. I've not seen them for a couple of weeks, so that's lovely. But I'd really like to sleep. I won't be sleeping. I'd really like to sleep. So I need to do some stuff that will be practical. One of them is I'm going to flip this desk back the way it was.
Because
It's not quite worked as I would hope it would. Try and tidy up this room a bit. My youngest owes me some money, so he's going to tidy the kitchen and make me a cup of coffee, which is exciting. And then putting stuff down in the diary of things that I have to do each day is really, really helpful. So I'm going to do that. Hello, caller.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hip, hip, hip.
Hey,
back at ya.
What kind of cake?
Long, long time listener, and thought I'd finally
have
the courage to give you a call.
We can hardly hear you.
You sound quite crunchy.
Oh, I think I need to get some new speakers, new headphones for my phone. Is that any better?
It's better. You're very faint.
Oh, I do apologize.
I was going to say, can I ask you to do something revolutionary? Maybe take the headphones out and speak to us a la normal.
Well, I can try, but that might be worse. Let's have a go,
man. This is exciting.
Let's try old school.
I bet it's better.
Face to hole.
I bet it's better.
Is this any better?
So yeah, much better.
Infinitely, obviously.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. But anyway, I've been listening for a long, long, long time, and I thought, as someone who is also in recovery myself, about the same time sober as Ian as well, I thought it would be a good time to call and say best of luck for the weekend.
And thank you.
It's going to be a difficult time.
Well, do you know what? The weekend's going to be all right because I've got the kids here. So I never quite got to the stage of having to use up with the kids here, so that's not going to happen. Sunday night is a little bit tricky, but I have booked a table for 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and so me and the boys and their mum are going to go out for a nice meal. That will probably take us through till about 8. We're going to drive home listening to our friend Paul on Scarlet, which will be nice. So she'll get home about 9, and then I'm done. If I can get home by 9 o'clock without buying drugs, if I get home at 9 o'clock without buying drugs, I'm going to be all right for Sunday. And then that's that day. That's that day done.
Okay. Oh God. Cool. Well, I just wanted to kind of say that.
So whereabouts are you on the? So hang on. So you say you're on the. So what? You're 6 days.
That weekend. Yes.
May I ask? Did you have any time before? Where are you in the journey then?
I used to live in Germany and kind of fell deeply into it. And that was about 5 years ago. And I initially come back to go to rehab and was living outside of London.
Yeah.
Down near my sister's. And that was super easy because it just wasn't about.
Yeah.
Coke, I mean. But since coming back to London, it's just a lot more difficult. I've had long periods of not using. I was staying at a friend in the countryside, and that was a brilliant couple of months, but come back. And just since lockdown, and I work in mental health as well, so it's quite difficult to work from home, and so I'm on a break from work at the moment as well. And you know, just trying to work from home, deal with my mental health, and then like having to support other people with theirs.
What support have you got for you?
Not too much right now. I've got my sister who's brilliant and some friends, but I've never really found. I've tried just steps multiple times, but it doesn't. I found it's never quite worked for me. I don't know whether it's. I mean, I've tried a few different things, but I don't know whether, you know, there's always a thing of, like, am I not trying hard enough, or is this not the right option for me? There's always a question there.
You know what? It isn't for everybody. There are other ways of getting clean, but there's also the chance that you were sabotaging yourself.
That is it. It's such a complex thing to try and work out. You know,
yeah.
Especially when you exist in your own head.
Well, that is the thing, and that's part of what's been exacerbated for a lot of addicts and alcoholics with lockdown and the isolation that we are. You know, the going to the meetings. The disease is a disease of isolation, right? And going to meetings encourages us to be more sociable. And suddenly, for the last 8 months, we've been told to avoid people. And that is dangerous for people in our position. The evidence I have is that from what I have seen, if people work the steps and follow the suggestions, then it works.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in therapies like CBT and things like that too. Purposely, my problem is isolating myself anyway. So having done a lot of work to get out of that and practice, you know, managing good connections with people, you know, like making new friends, and because I've moved about a bit over the years. And then going into lockdown and then having that imposed.
Yeah,
it was a kind of really difficult period of time. But,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, right?
Course,
and think before you answer it, because I've got an answer for me.
Okay.
Why don't you want to give up drugs?
Well, I'm not saying that I don't want to. Sorry, why don't you want to?
Why don't you want to give up drugs?
I'm not saying. Well, because there's always a bit in me which will come up and say, hey, this, you know, like a, like you could be out walking and an old friend taps on your shoulder to say, hey, hey man, how's it going? And, you know, you really want to. I do want to, but I can want to 99% of the yeah. time, but there's always like a 1%. Which pops up.
I don't, because yeah. and it's not a trick question, because I don't want to give yeah. up drugs.
No.
I don't want to. Because I love, yeah. I love, and I have to be careful, my kids are next door, but I love cocaine. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. But I also know that, I also know that I cannot have a relationship with it, because it will destroy my friendship here. It will destroy what I've got on the other side of that wall. It will destroy that wall. This house goes. This career goes. It will destroy everything. And I know that because I've come very, very close to it. So I don't want to give it up, because I love it so much, more than I could ever say in words.
What becomes the all-consuming relationship
yes.
is the only relationship you will have. And it's kind of, I feel very much like it's, I don't want people to get offended, but to say it's almost like it's like being in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. It's an ultimate, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, there's so many different, you know, that's my experience.
But but there's part of me that thinks, there's not now. There has been, this relapse is slightly different. Let me go to the one before. There was part of me that thought that I still had some using in me, that I still was still be able to use successfully, and that I could still get something out of it, and that I needed it to make me feel powerful. I didn't think that this last time. It's slightly different, and I just wondered what. Let me try and find the words that I want to put this into a question. What are you going to miss? What are you going to miss if you stop doing drugs?
So I used to work in the music industry, and that music, which is now why I quit now after I worked in the industry for like 20 years or so, and then got into mental health. It becomes so connected. It's almost like it's almost an association now. It isn't just the drugs. It's like you know, I will pick up and then I will work on, you know, that's the only time I will work on music, because I can't bring myself to do it.
Well, then don't work on music.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, for sure. This is what I'm doing when I'm not, when I'm not using. But it's, you know, like everyone has, you were talking quite frankly, I missed it when it first went out on Tuesday's show.
Yeah.
But this morning I woke up and watched the very beginning, and you said it's like a really long wank.
It was an expensive wank, the boring one as well, yeah.
Everyone has like their rituals and their go-to thing.
Yeah.
Who's Tony Slattery, who was saying that he would just watch like a TV on static.
Yeah.
And, you know, mine is going and working on the music. But it's not something I do outside. I think to answer your question, I think it would just be the excitement.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm so excited, I need to go and pick this up and then run to the toilet. Because that's how excited it is. I've got to crack myself of excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Hello?
Are you
coming up? You going up? Are you both going up? What's happened?
It's 10 past,
shall
we go up?
See what, you can watch one more video. Okay. And then you can go up. Hang in a second, sorry, I've got doing some dadding.
That's all good. One more video.
Where's your phone?
I know.
It should be in that bag. I think is in there.
The things we do when we want to just finish that last bit of the conversation.
It is in there. It's the red case, yeah?
My sister has talking.
Sorry. Hey, listen, man.
There's no beginning, middle or end conversation.
Hey, listen, I'm going to... Stop hitting... Where are you hitting my head from? Listen, it's nice to talk to you. I'm going to move on. Don't use this weekend.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, man. Bye-bye.
to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.